centers, and we're trying to get language and a fiscal note on that. And we have talked to the Office of the Minnesota Management and Budget to try to get some information, and we have not got that information yet.
So you don't have an offer?
We do not have an offer at this time.
Representative Huntley, when do you think you'll have an offer?
We're working hard, Madam Chair, and I cannot predict the time.
Well, let's try in an hour. We recess for an hour.
We won't be done in an hour.
Well, that's what I was asking. What do you think?
I'm not coming in tomorrow. I refuse. I can't. He's got the gavel. He won't meet.
Okay. We are waiting for the MMB and the Department of Human Services to reconcile their views on the reserves. And until they give us that information, we will not be prepared to make an offer.
This guy that's taking Danielle looks like he's about 10. He's a nice guy.
No, not yet.
What do you mean a double offer?
So I don't know. There's like fashion things that this DS has that she just, I think, really wants. She's wanted this.
You don't know that.
I can't make any deals until I see the offer.
Join and pay membership. But we hate when she's on the computer because she doesn't, searches, and stuff pops up on that card. So I bought her the Club Penguin DS game.
All right, members. The Senate has an offer to make the House, and sort of the agreement we have here is that this would expedite the House coming back with a very, very substantial offer. So why don't we hand out the spreadsheets? And House members, I would just caution you a little bit. We haven't been trying to be too hard on any of your ideas because this road may be quite a long one ahead of us. And it may be that ideas that don't look too good to us today might look a lot better to us tomorrow. And so might not want to be quite so eager to shoot holes in everything. Do Mr. Godfrey?
Madam Chair, members, the first change is on line 1049, page 18. The Senate is now revising its position on promoting birthing centers for a delay of implementation to January of 2011. It says additional cost to the Senate position of just under $2 million. We've also done some updating of the numbers in 1213, which resulted in $6 to $8 million of additional change in the Senate position. And that just reflects the rate being set now at $3,000 for hospital facilities fees as opposed to $3,150, which is under the current payment rates.
And that was an error previously in our assumptions. So, Mr. Godfrey, where are we at with the rate 18 months after everybody's had a chance to get birthing centers established in our bill? What would the differential be then between what a normal delivery would have been and what it is under our bill?
The differential?
Mm-hmm.
It's $150, which I believe is...
not very much.
Calculated it out earlier. I believe it's a 5% change or something. Then on line 1219, the Senate is reinstating its position on inpatient hospital rebasing. There will now be a small delay in fiscal year 11, perhaps as little as a week. And then in fiscal year 12 and 13, there will be a phase-in, and that will that phase-in amount now is $50.4 million. The Senate's original position on this was $21.6 million, and that was with a phase-in of, I believe, 74% of the value. And so this will be less than that amount, but I'm not sure what the phase-in rate will be in fiscal year 12 until I speak with the department. Then on line 1346, which is on page 23, the Senate is eliminating its refund of health plan reserves, public share item. And on 1487, Department of Health, there's a small change to the Senate position in fiscal year 10 to conform with the House's fiscal year 10 position of spending $350,000 on e-health initiatives, the admin portion of this effort. And the remaining years of the Senate position does not change. I think the assumption here is that the Department of Health will get their originally requested amount for fiscal year 10. They'll see if that's if indeed that's the amount that they truly need, and then they would come back in fiscal year 11 for a supplemental appropriation. And then finally,
and if I can just interrupt here to say this money is needed to match some federal money, but the Department of Health has no idea how much federal money will be available to match. So we just felt like putting this whole amount in the base, in the tails, is premature. And they felt like it would be okay if we just made it $350 for the first year. So that's what we did.
And then on line, Madam Chair, committee members, on line 1529, the Senate is reverting back to its original position in, on the colorectal cancer prevention pilot project. And this increases the Senate position by $234,000 in fiscal year 10. The reason for this is after speaking with the department, it was clear that the free study, which the department provides, or the two free studies, cannot be applied to this area because it's in a different part of the department. So apparently the two free studies take place in community and, in the policy and quality compliance part of the department. This is in the community and family health part of the department.
And so the skills that are needed to do this colorectal cancer project evaluation are not skills that would be found in the other part of the department. So,
Madam Chair, that concludes the walkthrough of the spreadsheet.
Representative Huntley, now when do you think you might be ready?
I can't say, but obviously you've made some dramatic changes, which we appreciate.
Well, we hoped it might speed up these meetings that you are having.
Madam Chair, I think it will.
So could we tentatively say it's 12:15 now? Could we tentatively say that we would get back together at 2 o'clock?
Yes.
We'll be recessed till 2 o'clock.
He didn't seem
Tyron.
Then he called. I'm gonna call him now. And he said, "Well, they're just doing some blood tests," and he says she seems to be okay now.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know. He'll probably call his daughter and have her.
Time.
Yeah. With
okay.
Her.
So I mean. She